me know when it's okay. Ready? Okay, I'd like to call the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee to order. Will the clerk silently take the roll? Excuse those who are not present until they arrive. The minutes from our last meeting were distributed electronically. Are there any changes to the minutes as distributed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved as distributed. The committee will be taking up the following bill today, Senate Study Bill 1135. Senator Giddens, do you wish to caucus? Just for a minute or two? Okay. I don't know that the Republicans need to caucus. We've already talked about this, so we'll just let them leave the room for a minute.
What's up?
We can't find him. And he was the Democrat. We don't know who he is. You know, usually he was.
What do you guys want to do?
I don't know. It's
he didn't vote for it, so.
It's up. I do think he needs to speak.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. Good, good.
Okay. Yeah, we're ready. So at this time, I will yield the chair to Senator Reichman and ask to be recognized for Senate Study Bill 1135. Senator Reichman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I recognize Senator Carlin for opening remarks on SSB 1135.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The subcommittee of Carlin, Lofgren, and Dotzler voted for passage. So this bill concerns the investment of the Iowa Veterans Trust Fund. The money for it comes primarily from the lottery, and the money that's relegated for disbursement to different veterans programs comes from the interest and earnings on the money in the Veterans Trust Fund plus the first $500,000. And there's a lot of different things that the commission makes provision for to help take care of our veterans, whether it's getting a car fixed or the heating fixed in their house, any number of things. The money's used for a lot of very good purposes. But when I looked into this, I found out that the first year I looked into it, it only earned 0.8%. And it was part of the general appropriations budget. And, you know, we have north of $30 million, and I'm thinking, I think I could do better than 0.8% on $30 million. So we contacted the treasurer's office, and they said, well, we could put it in a fixed index fund, still observe reasonable standards of safety that would be acceptable to us. We'd be willing to invest that money. And so with Karen Austin, she's a deputy with the treasurer's office, with that assurance, we had this bill drafted. And it's a good bill. It could potentially triple, maybe even quadruple the amount of money for our veterans programs, maybe look at adding some veterans courts around the state to help. Any number of things, but we could definitely do a much better job. And that concludes my opening remarks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Carlin. Do we have discussion on the bill? Senator Dotzler, you recognize.
Thank you. Just a couple comments about this. Pretty similar to the bill we had last year. I think everybody voted for it. We sent it out of the chamber. Due to a scheduling conflict or problem yesterday, the meeting was scheduled during debate, and I didn't get an opportunity to really hear what the treasurer's office said, but I did read through their report that they did send us. And I do know that these funds that are held in the treasurer's office fluctuate on the return investment, and a lot of times there aren't any. Really, there isn't any, hardly any return. In fact, we had a fund that was utilized for the arts that was there, and it was multi-millions of dollars, and we were only getting a few thousand dollars a year interest when the interest rates hit the bottom. And so I'm all for trying to find a ways that we can get more return on investment, but I know the auditor's office had real trouble with us eventually moving, trying to do anything with it, and resisted it. I see they're neutral on this at this time. So I'm gonna support this today, and again, I'll reserve my right if I hear something different about a problem with this bill before it comes before the full Senate. But I think it's a wise that we can try to maximize the amount of benefits that we can get for veterans in the state of Iowa. And if they can put this in a fund that will get us a lot better return than what we're getting, it's a good idea. So thank you.
Seeing no more comments, send it over to Senator Carlin for closing remarks.
Mr. Chair, I'd simply move the bill.
Short form. So all those for, say aye.
Aye.
All opposing, same sign. The ayes appear to have it. And we move the bill forward. Is it 40? Rule 40?
Rule 40.
Rule 40. Excuse me. Move the bill forward with Rule 40. Thank you, and I yield the chair to Senator Carlin.
Seeing no further business today, Senator Edler moves we adjourn.